I'm Kari Hedlund. Grand Rapids musician Jed LaPlante is in the studio with me. He has a new album out. I'll see you again. Welcome, Jed.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. First, let's talk about the album. This is a very personal and heartfelt album to listen to. Can you just tell us about it?
Yeah, it came out of a long sort of, I suppose, year drawn out of my life where I had a lot of big life things that were sort of changing and things were really going a different direction suddenly than I thought. The biggest one being my dad being diagnosed with a brain cancer that was eventually going to get him, and sort of processing and dealing with that. And so it all sort of led up to this trip I took out west on a bike that I really...
Motorcycle or bike?
On a motorcycle.
Okay.
Yeah. I figured I'd just kind of head into the Black Hills for a couple days and get some air. And I drove right on past it the first day and just kind of found that the highway was what I needed. Hmm. And so I was gone for about 2 weeks, and about 5,300 miles later down the West Coast and back, the record sort of came. It was sort of this long journey of processing and battling through things in the mind, and then coming to really learn the value of being able to come back home. So yeah, there's a lot in there. I mean, it was a journey, but
it's a mix between it sounds like coming of age album and also just dealing with thinking of losing a parent, that whole journey. And it's really, you can feel it throughout the whole album. It's really pretty beautiful and it tells a wonderful story. So your dad, Don LaPlante, who's the LaPlante family is legendary in Grand Rapids area and in the music world here. So he's obviously a big source of lyrical inspiration for this album. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. I think it was, there was, once you get the news that I think you're going to lose somebody that close, that anybody I think would think about it, what life is going to look like. And obviously the guy that he was, I mean, it's an unbelievable loss. And, when I was writing the record and when I went on this trip, he was still around, he was doing okay at that point, but it was getting to close to time that we knew we didn't have much longer. And so really kind of being faced with the reality that, what does it look like once he's gone, and what is the, what sort of hope is there beyond that? I knew that he was a believer and strong in that. So there was that hope, but it was still this, just the reality that you face with death, I think with the loss of anybody, mm-hmm. That really got me thinking, about what is that going to look like? And what does it look at for my own life? How does that change my reality? Because I think it really, really puts things into perspective when you come face to face with death and, the reality that your time is limited here.
Mm-hmm. So how did you manage to keep the music very alive and awake without going too somber or too into that?
Well, I think the whole record as a whole is really has a redemptive tone. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the story. And I mean, that's the story with him as well. I think to say that death was the end wouldn't be to tell the truth. And so I think there was always that hope that... It was obviously dark times for me and really low, but to forget that I think would be not true to myself. And so I think the upbeat sort of side of things comes from just the reality of that redemption that's going on in his life and really in mine too, hitting the road as sort of this broken man that really had a lot of things that switched up and wasn't true where I was headed, and being able to come home with more perspective and vision and realizing that, you can move forward and maybe not know all the pieces yet, but you can always come back home.
Has driving always been a time for you to think? Windshield time?
It has, yeah. Well, and really on this trip, I didn't even have a windshield, which kind of turned into more of the rawness of the record than maybe I knew. But there's something about a road. You get out and alone and it's always been, you just watch things go by. That's always been a clarifying thing for me.
We're talking with Jed LaPlante, Northern Minnesota musician, out with a new album now, I'll See You Again. Will you play a song for us?
Yeah, sure.
What are we going to hear?
So maybe I'll start off with a track called This Lonely Road. It's kind of, this song really sort of gives the, almost the full picture, I guess, of the whole journey behind the record and going out on the road and feeling really lonely. I mean, obviously, I was by myself and...
Literally alone.
Yeah, I mean, it just was, yeah. But sort of the idea that, you know, by the time I returned home, realizing that, you know, I really wasn't alone in the end. You know, I had a guy who was looking out for me many times along the way. There's so many stories where I should have ended up in a ditch or something. And sort of that realization that at the end of the day, I'm really not. Mm-hmm. And I've never been alone in all this stuff, so...
This is Jed LaPlante on New Music.
All I see from California to Tennessee, but I don't mind where it goes. For tomorrow night, I'll be home across the desert, across the plains, and all that lives there is in the grave. And one by one, they all move on into a land that's long, long gone. Where does it go? Where does it go? This road that I'm traveling, God only knows. When will it end? Oh, and when will it end? Oh, I could bear it a little longer if I knew you were my friend. If I knew you were my friend. All these strangers passing by, looking for answers in this life, with empty souls and dreary eyes, they turn their heads to the skies. And they ask, why, Lord, would you put me here? 'Cause all I feel is the doubt and fear of all my wrongs and crooked ways. I swear they'll see me to the grave. And then a voice rose like the sunrise of all the long weary nights. And he asked, why, son, are you fretting? For you are never alone. You are never alone. Where does it go? Where does it go? This road that I'm traveling, God only knows. And when will it end? Oh, and when will it end? Oh, I could bury it a little longer knew you were my friend. If I knew you were my friend. This lonely road is all I see. From California to Tennessee. But I don't mind where it goes. For tomorrow night I'll be home. Oh, I don't mind where it goes. 'Cause for tonight, I'm not alone.
That's Jed LaPlante with This Lonely Road from his new album, I'll See You Again. Beautiful, Jed.
Thank you.
So you come from a deep history of music in northern Minnesota. You grew up surrounded by music, but this is your first album. And have you always written songs, even though you've grown up playing music?
I really haven't. No, it was a fairly recent thing in my life, really. It was only the last couple few years. I really didn't even start singing until I was in my last year of high school, which was, well, 4 years ago now, I suppose.
Yeah.
Which seems a bit later along because I grew up playing. But, I started singing, and it's... I guess one day I just sat down and wrote a song, and it felt really good to just say what I was saying.
Yeah.
And it just sort of turned into this outlet and a way to process through life. And there's still plenty of songs I think there's nobody's ever heard, but I think for me, being able to just sit down and write, it's been a really nice thing for myself, I guess, to have.
An outlet.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Yeah. When you play music, is it different for you? Is the connection to the music differently when you're playing your original songs?
Absolutely. Because it's personal.
Right.
I think I always grew up really valuing people who are real in their music and the people that you could follow along with a story. And you could say, man, I've been there too, you know? And so... it's a whole different feeling because I think for me too, it's so fun being able to go out and play these songs now because I get people like that that will come up after and, you know, oh man, I just lost my grandma and I can feel where you were at, you know? And so it's totally different. It's really cool for me to be able to do that and to find people that have that same common ground. And sometimes I think, music is such a powerful thing for everybody. And I think to be able to write words, to be able to help process and to grieve and to, you know, find joy in life as well. I think it's just a powerful tool. So I love being able to use it and make it my own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So as I said, the LaPlante family is huge in northern Minnesota bluegrass and music. Can you share a story of what, maybe a funny or some story of what it was like for you growing up playing music? I mean... at what age did you, I guess, first go on stage or play in front of people?
Boy, it was fairly early on. I want to say I was probably in fourth grade or so. I picked up the upright bass when I was in second grade. 'Cause at the time there was...
That's so cute.
Yeah, it was massive. Yeah. At the time, I have an Uncle Chuck who plays, he kind of holds down the bass department for the family now, but at the time he was working a lot and wasn't playing as much, and so I figured, well, somebody should play the bass, and so I picked that up, or had other people help me pick it up,
right.
And I started playing. Yeah, I want to say it was, you know, within the couple of years we were, you know, you do gigs around,
yeah.
And I remember getting on stage at the Rife when I was pretty young, and that was the first time I really played in front of people, and I don't even remember why we were there, but it was kind of surreal because I grew up playing around tables so much. And everybody's just, you know, throw out a tune, you know, play the next one. Yeah, and there was more of this expectation in that situation, and so it was a little different. But I think even early on, I found that was just a fun thing for me, to be able to be out there and when people are really tuned in. And I think it gives you a greater responsibility, but I think there's a greater reward when people are tuned in and you have something to offer. Makes for really fun time, I think. I'm trying to think of a really funny story. I don't know.
It's putting you on the spot, I know.
No, that's good. I think it was always funny to see when we did play gigs as a family. Since we played so much just around tables, we never really rehearsed a lot for gigs. And so I think the funniest parts for me were kind of the onstage banter between songs. You know, we'd finish a tune and then, you know, somebody'd say, well, what are we going to do next? You know, we've got to think of something quick. And it's still like that every once in a while. We'll go and play and it's fun. I guess we always figure something out.
How do you think growing up in that sort of surrounding, how do you think that affected what kind of a musician you are today?
I think it helped me kind of create a more casual approach. I don't have to get too serious with it. Mm-hmm. Because, like I say, from the start, there wasn't that expectation to be necessarily a performer or, you know, it's just to sit around and play music and have fun doing it. And I think that sort of attitude really shaped the way I see it now. I mean, obviously, it's a fun thing to be able to do more sort of shows. But I still absolutely maintain that attitude that it's just I'm there to play music and that's a fun thing for me to do. And so far, people seem to have fun listening. So, I mean, as long as that keeps up, I'll keep doing it.
Can we hear one more song?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Sure.
We're talking with Jed LaPlante today on new music. His new album is out now. I'll see you again. What are we going to hear?
Boy, maybe I'd do a little quicker one here. I'll do the first track. It's called When I Was Younger.
I went out there searching for the end of the road that I was on. But instead I just kept drifting from the path that I naively set out on. I was wandering slowly, wandering slowly from where I was. There was no help to be found in the times that I was in. And there was a time or two that I could have called at the end. I was hanging on still where I lay. I was wandering slowly towards the sky. When I was younger, I was out beside there. He said to me, son, don't ever call my name. And when the time comes up, I can find you. I wish you'd remind you when I'm home again. It'll be the last time I ever see you again. Still pressing onwards, I found a gentle hold I could rest. And finding shelter there, I put my wits and my temptations to the test. There's not a soul here, not a soul here like the rest. I could call it home here, and be blessed. When I was younger, I was out beside there. He said to me, son, don't ever call my name. And when the time comes up, I can find you. I wish to remind you when I'm home again. It'll be the last time I ever see you again. And my thoughts were drifting down the road. And wasn't home, but still I'll remain until I'm old. my own best friend. When I was younger, I was up beside there. He said to me, son, don't ever call my name. When the time comes up, I can find you. I wish to remind you when I'm home again. When I was younger, I was up beside there. He said to me, son, don't ever call my name. And when the time comes up, I can find you. I wish to remind you when I'm home again. And it'll be the last time I ever see you again. Oh, it'll be the last time I ever see you again.
Jed LaPlante with When I Was Younger off of the new album, I'll See You Again. Where could people find this album?
Boy, well, it's out on the iTunes and Spotify.
It is, okay.
And I have a pile of copies, but I don't have a website or anything hooked up yet. But yeah, people get a hold of me. I've mailed plenty of them out.
And you're playing at Clackall Brewing on June 1st.
June 1st, yeah.
And tell us, give a little plug about the Bluegrass Festival in
It's going to be
fun. Grand Rapids.
Yeah, so every Father's Day weekend, this year, I think it's June 14th to the 16th. That sounds right. Over at the fairgrounds, yeah, we get together. Everybody brings their campers and their tents and their guitars, and we just play music all weekend. It's just fun.
Was this started by your family?
Yeah. It started with my grandpa. I think he just was looking for another excuse to get out his guitar and mandolin, as if there aren't enough. And I just decided to go park a camper and with a couple buddies. And man, people come from all over now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's packed house the whole weekend, but it's a great time.
That's great. We'll be talking more about that in weeks to come, I'm sure. Thank you so much for coming by, Jed.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me. It's
fun. Absolutely, my pleasure. That is Jed LaPlante, Grand Rapids musician.